Rebuya's Perek Dal Mishnah Yudbeis, the last Mishnah in the Perek, is the last of this Rishima of Machlegesim between Beisham and Beisil, where Beisham is Mekel. You'll count up, and Svarim state that there's 24 Machlegesim. I'm sure the number has significance on a deeper level. The number 24 is symbolic in many places. For sure that nothing is by coincidence. So the last case over here is Odom Shu Nosun Tachas HaSedek. We're going back to Nyone Tyrus now. This is Legabi Tumas Meis, and there's a person, a live person, lying on the floor in the middle of this covered area with a crack. That means like this. There's a completely enclosed area. On the roof, on top, in the going down the middle, there's a crack that runs all the way down this covered area, this garage, porch, whatever you want to call it. So now the completely enclosed area is really split into two. So really, we would see each one. Batsim, it's one Mokka Makura. You could see it all as one oil to be maybe Tum on everything that's there. But since it's split down the middle, so we'd be able to look at it as two places. And if a mess is on one side, it won't be Mitama what's on the other side. However, there's a halacha, which we're not going to go into Barichus. It's over there in Oilus in Perek Yud Aleph. That if there's something sticking up from the floor, as high as a tefach, from the floor, that means doesn't really create a mechitza in the middle, but it creates somewhat of some type of joining of the two places, because there's something on the floor. The fact that the area is one area, because it's all surrounded by three walls, will turn it back again into one oil, and that will be maybe a satumah. So that's the halacha that's being discussed over here. If there was a piece of wood that was on the floor, that's a tevach high, it would create a conjoining of the two parts of the achsadra that are split, and it would be maybe tumah. The problem is that lying on the floor is not a log or a piece of 2x4. What's lying on the floor is a person. Odom shunosin tachas hasedek, it's lying underneath that cracked area. Beisham ayomim eni maybe satumah, he's not considered that dovor, that's maybe tumah, because it sticks up in the middle of the floor and it brings the two places together. A person we don't look at as a thick piece of wood. We look at a person, sorry, the way we said before, would be a thick piece of wood. It would be mitame, not true. It has to be something that's peseach tefach, that has an opening of a tefach. A person is not open. A person is like a log. So Mele Beishame holds that the person lying there would not be Mevis Atoma. Beisil says, Odom Cholul, a person is hollow. Inside his body there's an empty cavity. And Mele, because of that, we see that as a Mokum Pesuach Tefach, and that would be Mevis Atoma. We're not really explaining why and what the nature of this dynamic is, but we'll leave it at that. Eduyes Perakei. What's interesting over here is the Mishnah is going to continue now with a bunch of different Rishimas of Machloikisin that are Kule Beishama and Chume Beisil. Whereas in the Mishnah previously, the whole Perek Dalet, the Mishnah is listed off Machloikisin, where Beishama is the Mekel, the Mishnah listed off Bistami. So over here there's going to be lists B'Shem G'derle Tanoim. Now, L'chor, the Tanoim that are going to be less listed here, Rabbi Yehuda and Mishnah Aleph, Rabbi Yossi and Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Shmuel and Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Lezer and Mishnah Dalet, aren't not necessarily Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi certainly are not Tanoim of Oysoi Tkufa Boi Bayoim when this Mishnais was Mistader. So we have to add on that this Mishnais was said afterwards. These were Hoysophis onto the list that was Nizdar in Perek Dalet of Kule Beishamai, and this is individual list B'Shem other Tanoim Miserisin that they had on Machleksin that were Mikule Beishamai. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Shisha Dvar Mikule Beishamai Umichumre Beisil. He has an additional six Machleksin where Beishamai is Mekel and Beisil is Machmir. Dam Nevelois. His first subject of discussion is Dam of Nevelois. Beishamai Mitarim. Beishamai is Mitar. In the Torah we have that one of the Avois Hatumo is Bosor Nevelo. Bosor Nevelo is Metama B'Maga B'Masa, but the Torah says Bosor. The Torah doesn't say Dam. What we have by a mace, human Bosor, and human Dam has a Din Kimace in a certain amount. But we don't have that Halacha that Dam Nevelo should be Kibosor. U'Beisilo Metamim. Beisilo holds that the Dam will have a Din of Bosor to be Metame, but it has to have a shear that's consistent with dam, which would be revis. The Mufashim point out that when you have dam that's nikrash, that congeals, it'll take up as much space, a revis will take up as much space as 3 kazaisim. So in cubic size, it'll be 3 times bigger than a kazais abasa, will be a revis of dam. But that's the shear legabe dezach. It's interesting. This been cleared by G'dayle Achroidim, they say of the Chakir B'Shem Reb Chaim, if a trefa piece of meat falls into a kosher pot of meat, so you have to be mevatel in order to be able to eat the kosher, it has to have 60 times as much. But that's on the Isser Bosa. What about the Isser Dam? That means the Isser Dam, a trefa piece of meat assumed that it didn't have malicha, so it also has dam in it. So the dam also has to be in this battle. One can ask themselves, is the dam only also mishum dam? Or dam is also in a piece of nevela because it's also basa nevela. It's a shtickle reminiscent of this shayla over here. Does the din of basa nevela, tumas basa nevela also include dam? Is dam also basa besides being a unique dova hasa and dova hamatame called dam? That's a good question. There'll be nafkuminis, by the way, yoridei. But just it's a similar type of shayla. Beitzas hanevela. Here we have a bird which was shechted and the shechita was not valid. So the animal's in the bird is in a velo and there's a beitza that's inside her. Im yesh ki yoytze banim keres b'shuk. That means if this egg has already matured, it's inside the bird, it didn't drop out, didn't hatch yet, or rather the chicken didn't lay the egg. But it's a davanim keres b'shuk be'etzem, so then muteres. It's considered something b'fnei atzmo. Vim lav, if the Mufarshim say the shell is still soft, so memelo does not have a din of a full egg. It's not independent. It's part of the chicken. The chicken hare is in avelo. Then it's asura. It's midrabon. It's considered part of the mother. Kedivrei be'shamay. Be'sil holds that it's also, even if it's inside, clearly, midrabanim, midrais, of course, he's masking that the shell is already hard. It's already a davayim b'fnatzman. But he's machmir not to take out of a nevela an egg because it's going to come to look like you could eat part of a nevela. Umoydim b'beitzas treifel. What happens if the animal, the bird rather, was shechted? Not that it wasn't shechted properly, but when you opened up to be baidik, you found the treifel. So there were more makel. There's various coolers that a treifel has over nevela. It's not matame. For eating purposes, eating nevelos and treifos are both the same thing. But still, maybe there's a mokoim to be mechalik. L'chayru, we would say, basis treifos would be kuladik. Treifos has kulas over nevelos. Here he says, u'moidim v'beisas treifos shehi asura v'pnei shegdele b'issa. So here you have to chap the lumbus. By nevelo, the chicken itself, because manna was growing, was fine. It's only the second it died, it turned into a nevelo. A treifo means that while it was alive, something was punctured inside the bird. If that's the case, then it's osur, it has din of a treifa. The marshal, if you milk a cow that you know is a treifa, the milk is yoytzim and a treifa. So over here, the egg was produced inside a chicken that was a treifa. So there, for sure, it's osur. So it's more chom. That's the second nekuda over here. Dam nochris v'dam tahira shom mitzayras. Dam, what we're talking about over here is dam nido of a goyish woman. V'dam tahara shel mitzoras. A mitzoras, a woman who's in a period of tzoras, but she has dam toyer. We spoke on the last perek that a woman has 7 or 14, depending on whether she gave birth to a zocher or a keva, of tumas leida. After that, there's 33 or 66 days where the dam that's yotzim and amakor is tohera. She doesn't resume her tumas dam hazoyv mimeno as tumas nido. And now the question is, she's in a period of Tahara, but the dam that's coming out of the Makor is clearly dam nido, but it's coming from a mitzaras. So the shaila is whether you'll be mitaher that dam. Now the starting point for this is the fact that Chazal imposed, even though a goita does not have tuma of tumas nido. She doesn't have tumas nido, is a tuma that's imposed on Yidin. But Chazal imposed on every goyish woman a state of izova in order to be marked between Yidin and Goyim. Yidin don't come near Goyim. So every goyter has a din of izova to be metame. It's not halacha that's negev bizman hazeh, obviously, because Today we only have the dinim of nidin zov legabi suri bia. It's anyway, it's a goitim. So we're talking about legabi tumah v'taish as the din of a zova. But Chazal then went to the other extreme. They said that dam hayotze min amakor, which is definitely an av hatumah when it comes out of a Jewish woman. Over here, they wanted to make a heck and they wanted to show that no, she's not a regular nido azava. So mele they were mitaher dam nochus, dam tahara shom mitzeras. One could say a similar idea. Even though liquids that are yotze from the guf of a person who's an av hatumah, a zova, a nido. Amitame, that's only roik, maybe ragleo. Dam that's yoitzi mimen is not mitame, and they weren't mitame even with their eisen. Even with their aban, they weren't mitame. So she's a mitzeras, even though she has another tumah of tzeras, and even though the tzeras shouldn't take away from tumas nido, but still they weren't mitame dam nidoso. Bishame is mitair, besil loimrim, kiruko kimeme ragleo. Both of these mashkois, of these domim, are nitma as if they're roiku memiragleo, which are what's called beloshen of Chazal, mayonois. Mayonois means it's a hefresh, some that's yoitz maguf of a zova at mitzeras. Again, by the goyish woman will be midrabonon, mitzeras will be tomi deraisa. The dam that's yoitz mimen will also be tomi. Okay, the fifth machlok is oichlin peris shviyas bitoivo. This means Peres Shviyas that grows. Reuben has a field, and he has apple trees. During Shemitah, the fruits are hefka. That's a din deraisa. Anybody's allowed to walk in and eat it. Betoiva means if Shimon walks in, the fruit are hefka. He's allowed to eat it. Is Shimon allowed to be machzik toiva? What's the shiloh over here? That's what it means. Betoiva shaloi betoiva. Kedivya beshame, according to beshame, that's fine. What's the noisei? So the fact that the parents are hefker, that's for sure. The question is, the ground is in hefker, and the backyard is in hefker. So Reuven could treat the tree as his, and he can make up with Shimon, listen, I'll let you come in and eat from my fruit, you'll let me come and eat from your fruit. It's not the fruit are not mine, the fruit are not yours, but we'll treat it as ours, b'negeh, one klapi the other, that would be called b'toiva. So he's allowed to have that type of relationship. It's not mevatel, the status of hefker. He's not with that mevatel that's called, he's treating the peris as if they're his own. They're still ownerless. You're not allowed to create any relationship of achzokas toiva. The fruit has to be completely available to Shimon, and the fruit of Reuven, the Shimon have to be completely available to Reuven without any ifs, buts, and ands, without any achzokas toiva, because otherwise there's a violation. You're not treating it as hefker. Hachemes, this is a sixth machlokes. This is a chemes, is a jog they used to make out of skin. And they had a skin of an animal that they would roll up, and then they punctured a hole in it, and then they were able to pour water in. Beshame oimrim tsurura oimedes. So what happens is when you curl up, when you roll up the noid, the or, so it holds for itself. It hardens and it holds for itself. If it's in a state of tsurura only when it's tied, oimedes, so the tsurura means that it holds by itself, so then that's mekabel tumah, it's considered a full kli. If the ends are loose and they need to be tied together, it's not yet fully formed into a kli that's machzik for itself, so then it doesn't have a shame of a kli. Even though it has to be tied, but right now it's holding up. It's true, it needs time to form that where it'll hold by itself, but it's already mekabel tumah, it's already functioning as a kli.